This show really does stay celebrating Canadian women. It's Celine Dion with I Drove All Night playing here on The Fuse 984 and more on Nadia Favory, but not solo anymore. We got Richard Mwangi here with Sudhir Punj. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Anne.
Yes.
Please educate me.
Okay, I have multiple questions when it comes to being hard of hearing, especially with the Audiology Society of Kenya, right? So the Audiologists Association of Kenya. Of course, number one, I want to know, because we do have tomorrow's World Hearing Day, what is the agenda and what should we know?
Basically, we are looking at educating people of the whole society in matters of how to take care of your hearing, and if there's a hearing impairment, how to go about on diagnosing and intervention. Our point here is very clear that noise should not, the hearing, it's affected by the noise, and the noise induced hearing impairment, where we talk that we talk about the hearing impairment as a result of noise, can be prevented. And how to prevent it is, you know, depending on the area of your practice, maybe in the Juakali sector, maybe in the industry you are in, if it's noisy, you use the earplugs. And also is that if those people use the stereo earbuds, they should use a maximum, a minimum volume of where we try to educate them on 60-60 rule. Listen at 60% volume and don't exceed 1 hour, which is about 60 minutes.
Right. I know lack of knowledge, funding, lack of professionalism, and in the audiology sector, stigmatization and cost of treatment as well. Let me just move this down real quick. And cost of treatment as well can be hindering, of course, the moving forward when it comes to those of hard of hearing. Is it affordable to get the ear? Sorry, I've forgotten the name. Is it affordable to get the hearing aid?
Aid.
Yes, yeah. There we go. The hearing aid, and is it available?
Yes, to answer your question about the availability, yes, they're available. But even before we get the hearing aid, we talk about something called early hearing detection and intervention. And also, that is where we get to know about the congenital issues. If a baby was born with a hearing impairment, we first of all want to assess, in very early stages. And then if there is a hearing impairment, we look at the intervention and the rehabilitation. That's about the a baby born with a hearing impairment, which we call congenital hearing loss. Now, for the people who acquire hearing impairment, later on in age, is that we have to do the hearing test. The hearing test is they're of different kinds, depending on what you be requested by. Maybe the ENT surgeon's request for this, or the audiologist finds this is the way to go about the hearing test. They do the hearing test for this kind of patient, and then they define the degree of the hearing impairment. Is it mild? Is it moderate? Is it moderately severe, or the profound case? Now, from that is the time we'd start discussing about the hearing aid. Now, also, when you talk about the hearing aid, we're talking about different preference of a patient. There are some patients who need something that goes completely inside the ear canal, that is invisible. The others that they don't mind having something by the ear. Now, different cost comes in with different preferences of the hearing aid. But unless now you discuss the patient, the results, and agree on terms of what they need, you'll have to real budget on what the patient would need as per the demands. So the patient, we also consider the patient's input in matters of what they want to have in their ear.
Okay. Right. If you have any questions, let us know. 0701-994-994. Tweet us The Fuse 984. This is what you can look forward to. We got, we got some ABBA coming your way and some Becky G as well. I just want to start off by saying that we have an actual doctor here who has told me that it's people like me that needs to watch out because my hearing. It's a real thing, Mom, if you're listening. It's The Fuse 984 and more on Nadia Favory. We got Richard Mwangi here and Sudhir Punj as well. We have a couple of questions for you, and Baby Anne is going to take it away for us.
Yes, it has to do all with doctors of hearing. What is doctors of hearing all about as well?
Doctors of hearing involve in matters of screening, diagnosing, and intervention of the hearing impairment. That is our core and job, and that's what we love doing. We've been doing it for the last 17 years, And we've seen quite a number of people benefiting from it. And what you find that it is this lack of information of where to go when somebody has a hearing impairment. Or what you also find is that there's a lot of myths that you find outside there that people want to believe in matters hearing impairment. But what it normally says is that it's simple things. If you find that in your family there's a hearing impairment, or you find that there's a generation that got some kind of not hearing, or they were deaf for some reason, is that it's always good to have the hearing test done and also advised whether there's a hearing impairment, because there's different degrees of this hearing impairment. So you may find that you're hearing, yes, but you cannot really make out what somebody's saying.
Mm.
So our core job is just to diagnose, screen, and also intervene where it is necessary, matters of hearing impairment. Also, when you talk of the hearing impairment, there's hearing impairment, and this is what we call with deaf people. So the degrees of the hearing impairment is the one that guides us on what to say about whether somebody is deaf or whether somebody is having hearing impairment.
Yeah, and Sudhir, you said that your daughter is hard of hearing.
Yes, my daughter was actually born with congenital deafness,
okay,
which is essentially profound deafness. We diagnosed that at the age of one,
oh, wow,
luckily, and at that age she was fitted with hearing aids.
Mm-hmm.
So to encourage people who have children who are suffering from hearing impairment, I'd like to tell them that there's absolutely nothing lost.
Yeah.
My daughter is now 38. She's went to normal schools here,
uh-huh,
and then went on to London School of Economics, mm, where she graduated as a lawyer and now works with one of the top five law firms in England.
Amazing.
So the fact is that this is all due to a lot of hard work right in the beginning, which had to do with speech therapy.
Yeah.
It's very important that children especially are offered speech therapy, and of course the hearing aids form a very important part of the entire therapy. Without hearing aids, the child can't hear, and once the hearing aids are available, then speech therapy becomes very important.
Mm-hmm. And when she was, you said when she was one is when she was diagnosed.
Yes.
Did you see any signs that other parents should look out for?
Yes, the child does not respond to audiological signals.
Uh-huh.
So my father actually at that age, I mean, parents don't want to believe that their children,
yeah,
cannot hear, but my father is the one who convinced us by doing simple tests like doing tapping with his keys, etc.,
yeah, yeah,
etc., and discovered that the child couldn't hear, wasn't responding.
Wow.
Now, there's no shame in the fact that a child is born deaf. Let me tell you that when my child was diagnosed with deafness, we were shattered,
mm-hmm,
but we were then very quickly reinforced by an excellent speech therapist here at the time, Dr. Couldrey.
Yeah.
And Ms. Couldrey helped us, in as she did many other children, to become very proficient professionals competing with the rest of the world.
Okay, love that. Fantastic. If you have more questions, which I'm sure you do for Richard and Sudhir, let us know on 0701-984-984. Tweet us the Fuse 984. You can also let us know what you'd like to listen to, because it is still your request hour, a.k.a. you are the captains. We got Becky G coming your way in just a little bit right now. Ooh-wee! It is a cheesy song, and I'm going to say it with my full chest. Here's Christina Aguilera with What a Girl Wants.
As we've been told, Nadia, you and I, we need to take care of our ears, you know, because we are in headphones all the time. But the thing is, I have one burning question. Where do I go for screenings? Who do I go to talk to for screenings? Maybe you can help me with that.
For screening, as doctors of hearing, we are a group of audiologists that we're involving ourselves into checking on the hearing healthcare. Purely, that's a line of business. So it all starts by coming to us. We do the hearing test and discuss the results. Now, when we discuss the results, we'll know whether there's just a hearing impairment, or you just have an idea that it's a hearing impairment that is happening. Well, as it is just the works that have blocked your ear. So the most important thing is just to come to the audiologist. And as a doctors of hearing, we have two centers in Nairobi, and we are taking care of that. Now, when you take care of that, we also talked about how early hearing and detection and intervention happens. We say that a child nowadays can be diagnosed at you know, one day old child can be diagnosed, where we call a rule of 1-3-6. This means that we assess or we screen the child at 1 month. And then if the child fails the test, we repeat at 3 months. And if the child still fails the test, we do a diagnostic test at 6 months and start that intervention. If the intervention is for the hearing aids, you'll find that the audiological stimulation is happening and this child will develop speech spotted peers.
And let's say as a new parent or a young parent, you find this out, what roughly am I looking at for price point when it comes to getting a hearing aid and when it comes to just even finding all of this information out in general?
The hearing aid costed, as I mentioned earlier, is matters of how severe it is. But basically, you can find the hearing aid costing from about 25,000 per unit and going up. So it all depends on the severity of the hearing impairment.
Okay. And also waterproof. I want to know, let's say my child now finds out that they are hard of hearing. Can they swim? What are the options when it comes to waterproof hearing aids as well?
No, hearing aid is electrical gadget. Mm-hmm. Okay. First of all, you have to agree that it is powered by a battery or it's powered by a lithium battery, which is rechargeable. Now, as much as we would want it to be waterproof, there's an aspect of some hearing aids being waterproof, but it is by, immersion and then not lasting long into the water. So in that argument is that we might say that it's not good for, or it is prohibited, for lack of better words, so that we don't damage the hearing aid for a child to swim while having the hearing aid.
Can I also just say that I'm also here on behalf of the Arya Samaj Nairobi, mm-hmm. and we're a religious institution which helps with a variety of disabilities and obviously focuses on health and education. Now, we believe very strongly that children who have hearing impairment and who cannot afford hearing aids or medical screenings, etc., should be helped.
Yeah.
So therefore, we are, as an institution, providing funding for audiologists to be able to do screenings of children especially who can't hear.
That's amazing.
And what we're also trying to do is to involve corporates and other private individuals who will donate
mm-hmm.
Their time and their money also to build up a pool so that we can do mass screenings.
Yeah.
Where we can get 1,000 people who are suspected of not being able to hear.
Yeah.
The audiologists, and Richard has mentioned this, will be doing work in such instances at extremely reduced rates, essentially just covering their costs. And the Arya Samaj will be assisting in funding these massive screenings.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of getting corporates and big donors involved is that we can actually also then buy the hearing aids which are required to help the children who have been diagnosed with hearing impairment, and then further to start a program where we are training speech therapists
yeah.
to teach children. It's very important to teach children how to speak. Simply putting a hearing aid in your ear does not suddenly get you talking.
That's
because
true.
You've had
yeah.
a period where you've lost the learning ability. So that all has to be taught again once the hearing aids have been fitted, and that's done with speech therapists. So the Arya Samaj here is ready to help and fund this particular aspect of disability. And we would very much like to hear from donors, corporates, and private individuals and create and help move this program forward so that children who can't hear actually grow up as individuals who can compete
mm-hmm.
normally with their other hearing counterparts.
And how can we contact you, let's say, for corporates or even private donors? How can we call
Well, there are two ways of doing it. One is to contact us through Richard and Doctors of Hearing. And the other way of doing it is to actually contact me directly at the Arya Samaj.
Mm-hmm.
And we're willing to help. I'll leave you with my numbers as well.
Perfect.
Just in case people call you to find out about how they can be in touch with us.
Well, look at that. It honestly has been, I feel like I'm a different person leaving this interview because
yeah.
I've learned so much. You know, if you're not struggling with something, sometimes you don't get enough information about it, and that's silly. So I'm here. I'm glad that you're here to educate us. So Richard and Sudhir, thank you so much for coming. And if we didn't annoy you too much, maybe you can come back and educate us a little bit more. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. Definitely.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.